the floodwaters. Now, where did they come from? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on death and suffering entitled Why Would a Loving God? Ken, I know you're talking about the water of Noah's flood here. So if the whole earth was covered, where did all the water come from?
Well, in Genesis chapter 7, the Bible records two major events that caused the water to cover the earth. You know, first of all, we're told that the fountains of the great deep were opened. Probably vast quantities of water under the earth burst out of the ground. Actually, even inside our earth today, there are massive amounts of water. And before the flood, there was probably even much more water underground in the earth. Now, the second event was when the windows of heaven were opened. You see, if all the water vapor in our present atmosphere fell as rain, the ground would only be covered to an average depth of about 2 inches of water. But when the fountains of the deep burst forth, probably great steam jets may have resulted in large quantities of water falling back to earth as rain. In addition to these two major events that poured massive amounts of water onto the earth, earthquakes, volcanic explosions, and tidal waves probably occurred all over the globe. Yes, what a judgment the flood was on the wickedness of man.
The account of Noah's flood and ark not only showed how evil the world was back then, but it also presented a positive message. The ark was a form of salvation. Read more about this in Ken Ham's fascinating witnessing booklet on Noah's flood. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com.